Among the many attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one attribute known as Al-Wahhab. The dua that we make, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Oh Allah, you are Al-Wahhab. You need a few words in the translation just to try and explain Al-Wahhab. Al-Wahhab, the absolutely most generous bestower. That is what Allah is, Al-Wahhab. And that too doesn't make justice to the translation of Al-Wahhab. Now the Anbiya, they fully understood this attribute of Allah, Al-Wahhab. That Allah, there's no limit to Allah's giving. There's nothing, Allah is not confined. Human beings, as generous as that human being may be, as wealthy as he may be, but there's a limit to the generosity. There is a limit. Al-Wahhab means absolutely, there's no roof, there's no ceiling, there's no limit. If that is how generous Allah is, then you should not have a ceiling in your dua. If Allah's generosity has no ceiling, right? Allah does not cap it. Your dua also, you should not cap it. And amazing, look at this Anbiya. How many Anbiya made dua to Allah for things that were impossible? Things you and I won't even think of making dua of those things. Zakariya alayhi salam, وَكَانَتْ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا. Oh Allah, my wife is barren. There's no way she can give birth. She's barren. But give me a child. Making dua to Allah. Why? Al-Wahhab. Sulaiman alayhi salam, what was the dua he made? رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ. Oh Allah, give me such sovereignty, such a kingdom. I may control the wind, so that I may control the jinn, so that I may control. Will any one of us ask Allah this type of a dua? They made dua to Allah for the impossible, and Allah gave it to them. Why? Because they understood this quality of Allah, Al-Wahhab. That Allah is Al-Wahhab. There's no ceiling to His generosity. Rasulullah ﷺ says in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَسْتَحِي أَيَّرْفَعَ إِلَيْهِ الْعَبْدُ يَدَيْهِ بِالدُّعَى فَيَرَدُّهُمَا. Allah feels ashamed when one of you makes dua and raises his hands and begs before Allah. Allah feels ashamed to turn him away empty-handed. Such is the general. The thing is, how much of belief do I have in that quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I'll even go to the extent of asking Allah for something that is impossible. May Allah grant us the understanding.